Welcome, this is Noreen Sumter on Beyond Potential. Live life your way. Come on into the camera. And we are going to be streaming live from YouTube this week. And so we're just playing around with the microphone and playing around with the computer. And we are going to just do that for now. Go live. So welcome. This is Noreen Sumter from Beyond Potential. Live life your way. It is Tuesday evening, and Tuesday evening is my favorite time of the week, as I always say to everyone. Why is it my favorite time of the week? First of all, I don't like this big thing in my face. Why is it my favorite?
Beautiful.
It is beautiful, but I don't want it in my face. Because Tuesday evening is the time when I get to be curious, I get to engage, and I get to invite wonderful people to my show, so who are ordinary people living extraordinary lives. And what I mean by that is that they are living their life their way. They're calling their own shots, and they're just making it happen. And I love those kinds of people. People who are just saying no to the establishment, so to speak, meaning that they are no longer punching a clock, they're punching their own clock. And most people who are in the establishment punching a clock from 9 to 5 or 9 to 6, I don't know what they do these days. But I think when you run your own business, the clock is punching us. And no, but you know what? I'd rather the clock punch me and enjoy the clock punching me than to be in an environment where I'm just a cog in a wheel and I'm not really being appreciated for who I am, and I'm replaceable at any given time.
That doesn't sound very appealing.
No, it doesn't.
Not at all.
So anyway, yesterday, I just want to say, yesterday I got to see Cicely Tyson.
You did?
Yes, I did. I was at the Manhattan Chamber of Commerce. They had their gala, and it was at Cipriani's on Broadway.
Not bragging or anything, right?
No, not bragging or anything, just saying. So I got
to see
Cicely Tyson. She's really tiny.
She's beautiful.
She's for 90 something years old. That woman is incredible, right? So I got to see her, and then I always call them Ashford and Simpton, right? Because I never see one without the other, right? And so I can't remember her name. I just call them Ashford and Simpson.
But
you know what I'm talking about, right?
I do, but that's bad.
And I got to see Melba Williams from Melba's, who had the restaurant in Harlem. She is wonderful. She's adorable.
She's a wonderful person.
She really is
powerhouse.
A lovely. I mean, she must have kissed me about 5 times.
Lots of fun too.
Fine. I mean, just she walked in that place and she was wearing this beautiful black cape, and it was like down to the floor. It was like, you know, she was going to get on stage and sing opera, but she makes
very
food,
superhero-ish.
Right? And then she had on this beautiful red dress, and she was just, and then she had like finger waves and stuff, and she was just throwing it. It was just so beautiful. It was lovely. So I had a really good time with that yesterday. And what else has been going on? Woke up this morning with an awful migraine.
Did you? I'm not feeling that great today, but now that I'm here with you, I'm feeling much better.
Do you think it's because the weather has shifted that, you know, and we lost an hour? Did we lose an hour or gain an hour?
No, we gained an hour, and that was fabulous.
Feels like I lost an hour.
Just so we're clear.
Feels like I lost an hour.
I don't like the dark, but I like the hour.
The dark is, like, my bedroom is like a casino, right? There's, you know, even if there is a clock there, it's so dark.
That hour felt like a do-over.
Really?
Yeah, kind of. You're like,
I'm on the countdown for the sunlight to come back though.
I know.
Because it gives me a little bit scary to get up in the morning at 6 to go to the gym.
Well, you know, you can get, well, it's light outside.
It's not really. It's light in about 15 minutes when I'm at the gym, then the day like comes in, but it's still a little bit scary. Anyway, less of me and more of you. Tonight I have Seven Brown from the Harlem Skin Clinic. You are sort of like a do-over, like not a do-over, but you're in a double club.
I'm in a double club.
Yeah, you're in a double club. Robert was my first double club, but now you're like
I'm
my
second.
Yeah, you're my second one. I'm sorry.
I'd rather be seventh than second.
Well, that's your name is Seven. So Seven Brown. Seven, tell us a little bit about yourself. Where are you from?
So I am a native New Yorker.
Oh, that's the third one. Is that 3 weeks running? Yes. 3 weeks, sort of. Go ahead.
Yeah, but the odd part about my native New Yorker-ishness is that I didn't spend most of my life here.
So tell me about that.
I traveled the globe as a kid. My dad was military. Okay. So my family, we traveled everywhere, which I wouldn't replace ever.
Right.
So I got to become what's referred to as a Air Force brat.
Right.
Which I now know means something.
What does it mean?
Born, ready, and trained.
Like that.
Yeah, nobody
born,
knows
born, ready, and trained.
Do you know how I figured this out?
How?
I got sick of being called a brat. I'm like, we're everything but brats. We really work.
Right.
Right? So I looked it up, and it was right there.
Born, ready, and
born,
trained.
Born, ready, and trained.
So now you feel proud to be a brat.
Oh, my God. I was always proud, but now I'm extra.
Oh, wow. That's great. So you were born in Harlem?
Brooklyn.
And where in Brooklyn?
Bed-Stuy.
Oh, cool. Which
Brooklyn
street?
Jewish Hospital.
Which street?
Whatever street that's on.
Oh, okay.
I was only there once.
Oh. You're so stupid.
Wait. It's not there anymore.
It's
a condo.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is a condo. Yeah, it's a nice condo too, though.
I found out by accident. I was like at a birthday party and happened to look up and saw they still have the words up there.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh my God, I was born here. Someone's house now.
Now you're partying at that house.
One time.
Oh, well. Well, so you were one
twice.
Time at the party and one time when you were born.
There you go.
That's pretty cute. So you grew up, where did you grow up?
Oh my God, Panama, Europe, everywhere.
Right.
Everywhere. Lots of places
in the
U.S.
What was that like? What was that like as a, you know?
Wow.
A brat, born ready and trained.
It was kind of wonderful.
Uh-huh.
You know, you were always moving somewhere fun. We had great homes, new friends. You know, the one part about it that, thank God for Facebook, is that when you leave, you leave your friends behind. And, you know, that pen pal thing only goes on for so long and then you lose each other. So you don't really get to go back.
Right.
But then when Facebook came, it was like, oh my God.
Reunion.
Yeah, you find everybody.
Oh, cool. That's great. And so you own Harlem Skin Care Clinic.
I know, it's a tongue twister.
Right.
Harlem Skin and Laser Clinic. And you know, it used to be Harlem Skin Clinic.
Okay.
When I first started. And when you add laser, you can't leave that out.
Right.
You got to tell the world what you're doing.
Okay.
I know you agree with me.
Laser. Yes, I do. I do agree with you. All right. So how long have you been in this business? How long have you... Let's start before you got to the Harlem Skin
and Laser Clinic.
Yay. Like how... What were you doing prior to that?
So I'm a global educator for skincare.
Mm-hmm.
I love saying that. It sounds so good. But it's true.
Right.
So...
So that means you travel all over.
I do. And I'm licensed in 39 countries.
Nice.
The licensing came originally with 38. I opened the 39th country. So that when I say global, I literally mean that. Like I've been overseas, opened schools, set them up, set a license structure for the country and move on.
Right.
So I was kind of like all up in that before this happened.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so you did that for how long?
Oh my God. Like 8 years,
right?
8 or 9 years.
And you have children, so how did you manage that?
I took some of them with me all the time, and not all of them with me all the time.
So it's kind of like the brat business came into. It's been like one of the things that now you have your own brats.
Yeah, I mean, there are people that would disagree, but I am definitely a get up and go girl.
Right,
I was a nomad my whole life,
right.
So I could pack up a house in like 20 minutes and be gone.
Right.
Right? So I went to the Philippines. Originally, I took the two youngest kids with me.
Right.
And then my son was banned forever.
Banned from the Philippines?
Yes, by me.
Oh, okay, okay.
Way too much party. Way too much privilege. Oh, my God. I was like, we could never do this again with you. But Morgan, who's the baby, who's not such a baby anymore.
Right.
She's in 12th grade now. Traveled with me each and every time. So
she homeschooled?
She was a little.
Mm-hmm.
She did her American schooling at home.
Mm-hmm.
And her Philippine school, she actually went to what's called OB Montessori, which is the first and largest Montessori school in the world.
Okay.
It is monstrously huge. Like, it looks like three castles put together.
Okay.
She went to school for like 3 hours a day.
Mm-hmm.
And believe me, those 3 hours, they got more education than they get over here in like 8.
Oh, wow.
Shame to say. Yeah, because she came back, she thought she was just hot stuff, honey.
Right, because she knew a lot.
Ahead of the game, yeah.
Right. Okay, great. So you take your kids with you, you open up schools. Now, like, when did you suddenly wake up? Did you wake up one morning and say, I don't want to travel anymore. What do I want to do? Do I want to open my own business?
Of course not. If you asked me when I was teaching, what's the one thing you never want to do? I would say brick and mortar.
Okay.
Because that meant you had to stay.
That's right.
Right? So I'm against staying. Well, as I came back, the first grandchild, who is now going to be 9 years old next year, my daughter was pregnant and she got ill.
Right.
So I stayed here to make sure she was okay.
Right.
Got to work, right? Had a non-compete for just about every state and surrounding city from New York.
Uh-huh.
So I couldn't do what I did. And so I just basically went into a yoga studio, rented some space, threw up a shingle and said, okay, I'm going to do facials and do whatever, snap, right. snap, till this time expires and I'll go back to the next place.
Right.
Well, hello. 8 years later, I am still at it.
But now you're not doing the yoga studio anymore. You have your own shop now.
We have our own place now. It's directly across the street, ironically.
Right.
Beautiful space. Love it. Yeah, I would have never, ever guessed that that was going to be the case. Ever. So you don't know what the dream is until it happens sometimes.
Right. So now how's that going for you?
Well, it's going. But, you know, the entrepreneurial side of it, it's up and down.
Mm-hmm.
New York City, that is definitely a struggle. It's not all about skin.
Right.
Because, you know, you got to do the books. You got to clean the place. You got to do all kinds of stuff.
Right.
You got to hire people. You got to fire people. You
right.
got to. So it's.
You got to pay taxes.
Pay
you got to pay.
You got to do a lot.
Employees' taxes. You got to pay the insurance.
It's
you gotta
way
do,
more than just skin.
Right. And so if you were to do it again, would you do it again?
Well, yes.
Yes, you would.
But maybe not in the same way. Like, I knew what I know now. Mm-hmm. Then I might have been scared to try.
Right.
Right? So ignorance was definitely bliss.
Right.
A lot of bliss.
All right. We're going to hold that thought and we're going to come right back.
Okay.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network. Are you stuck in a rut? Negative thoughts, feelings, and conversations got you down? Hi, I'm Noreen Sumter, the Potentiator. Tune in every Tuesday at 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time and listen for new ideas on my show, Beyond Potential, Live Life Your Way, on talkradio.nyc.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your conscious consultant, and on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
And we're back. This is Noreen Sumter on Beyond Potential, Live Life Your Way. This week we're streaming from YouTube. And I am
nobody knows why we're laughing.
I am such a sausage because I did not. Do we have the anchor thing? I did not remember to post. Oh God, whatever. You know, look, I'm not expert, and like I say, I am not Oprah.
Yet.
I am not Oprah.
Yet.
And I'll never be Oprah.
Well, Oprah-ish.
I'll never be Oprah.
We
don't
mean
be
the person. We mean the potential.
The energy?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. And so
It almost stands for something that means large.
What, Oprah?
Yeah.
It does?
Yeah. It's not just her name now.
Oh, it's not? No. Oh, that's right. Because everybody's like transformed it into, I want to be like that. She's like big time.
It means
yeah.
big time.
Right. I gotcha. Okay. So we're back. So tell me, I know that you do. Tell me about laser, because I'm really not clear what laser is. I know what it does, but I'm not sure what it actually.
You mean in terms of like the science behind it?
Yeah, the science behind it, what it is, you know, how it works, that kind of
stuff. Okay, so laser is light treatment,
right?
And unbeknownst to most people, there's crystals in it.
Okay, what kind of crystals?
Alexandrite is one of them.
Okay.
It goes through a prism, the light, and the light has energy, and that energy does something. So laser is unlike blinking lights, mm-hmm. like stoplights and LEDs, it's collimated beam, so it's very focused, and it has one target called a chromophore. And so that chromophore, if you're doing laser hair removal, would be melanin, right?
Right.
So you hear people talk about, oh, it doesn't work for black people. It does. But you need YAG, NDYAG, which is a setting, different crystal, because that one can tell the difference between melanin of hair, melanin of skin,
right.
as long as the skin is not tanned. And you say, but black people, their skin is tan. No, right. no, away from your natural color.
Okay. So
having sun exposure.
Okay.
So sun exposure would read like the hair and cause a burn. So
okay.
hair above ground,
right.
you cut hair below ground,
right.
the laser goes past the skin to the follicle. Hair above
That's
ground,
right.
we grab the hair, diffuse, we burn the skin.
Oh, right.
Right? Tanned skin reads like hair
right.
above ground.
So it's going to burn the skin.
There you go. Huh. So people show up, they're like, oh, I didn't know I had to shave. No, no, you got to shave. They're like, but you got to see it. No, no, I know it's there.
right.
You got to shave. And once you shave,
yeah.
it's all safe.
Okay, so once you shave, it can target the follicles better.
It can target the melanin in the hair, in the follicle.
Oh, okay. All right. You see, she knows all the technical stuff. That's why she's doing it. You won't want me doing that.
No.
So anyway, we got the big microphone right here. So just put this over there like that.
Perfect.
Oh, God. Whatever. Anyway. So, so the laser, okay, so that's laser, it's mostly for hair. It's only for hair, right?
No, we do laser for hair removal. You can do laser for veins. Laser does a lot. But in our capacity, we're staying mostly to hair removal
right.
and spots and, you know, little pigmentations and
right.
leg veins, stuff like that.
So can it get rid of like little extra skin?
Yes, but when you point to your eye, you make me nervous because we stay out of
no,
that.
No, I mean like little, the little
tags.
Tags. Yes.
Technically, no. That's medical.
Oh, okay.
And I'm one of those people that I stay in my zone.
Right.
Right. People get mad at me all the time. They say I'm too conservative, but you will not get hurt.
Right. You're better off just staying in your
You're
zone.
You're better off staying in your zone.
Huh. Okay. So what else is there? So tell us, skin, because how I describe this event or this conversation that we're having today is that skin is one of the biggest, or it's the largest organ.
It is the largest organ
yeah,
of
but we
the
don't
body.
Look at, I don't often look at my skin as an organ.
Well, you should, because I'm telling you, the skin gets beat up, mistreated, sun exposed, everything happens to your skin,
right.
and it's still there.
Right.
How amazing is that?
It's amazing. And it foliate, it turns
and
over.
And sometimes it can look good.
Yeah. I mean, I think when you work on it, it looks good. But when you leave it, it doesn't. It starts to get beat down.
It can. So maintenance is a big thing. And the sooner the better.
Uh-huh.
But the number one thing for skin is sunscreen. Can't say it loud enough. Sunscreen.
Right. Say that again.
Sunscreen.
Right. Because
I don't care what color you are, what okay. sex you are, where you come from. I don't care. Sunscreen.
Right. That's what I was going to go into because I
first
know,
beauty product.
Huh?
First beauty product.
That's the first product.
Starts when you're a baby.
Well, let me tell you how many burns I've had in my life. My last burn was in London. Don't laugh. Most people laughed when
in
I said
the
that.
Darkest place on earth. I'm sorry. I'm not laughing. But that proves my point. Okay?
Well, I went to the park and I was laying in the
Jeez.
Park and I was on the grass and I had a t-shirt on and I got like burned around my neck and I got burned around my chest.
How crazy is it? Like they'll say, oh, but it's cloudy today.
Oh,
but
no.
It lights up the world from millions of miles away. Do you think it's not touching you?
So that was my last burn. Then my burn before that was in Barbados.
Oh, that's a burn.
On the beach.
That's a burn.
In a bikini.
Got small, pictures?
Small bikini. No, a small bikini. And I was so burnt. I was so burnt that even the white girls on the beach were laughing because they were like, how you burn? I'm like, it's skin.
You burn.
I was burnt. And my girlfriend, she's like, what are you? But I do.
Human.
I get burnt. I get really burnt. Really
you can.
Bad. My first burn that I ever had was in Mexico. It was an overcast day and I got a burn.
Those are the worst days, actually.
Then I got another burn in Mexico, Cancun, Mexico.
So you didn't learn your lesson?
No, but I had put on, I thought it was sunblock. I put on oil.
There's no such thing as sunblock. Oh, Jesus. Like Panama Jack?
Like.
Oh, Jesus.
Like something like that.
So you basically greased yourself up for the roast?
Pretty much. Let me tell you something.
I'm really not laughing.
No, because I had no idea. Because I thought, I've got stuff on.
Oh my God.
My friend Jeff gave it to me. Jeff is lily white. And he had it on. And he was fine.
Do you remember back in the day people would put this on and they would get this reflector thing and go sit outside and get a tan?
Right.
You know, tan once upon a time meant you were wealthy because you could vacation.
Right.
And you were places where there were warm.
Right.
But see how those people look now?
Well, I'm surprised I don't look like that.
Well, because you do have some built-in protection, but let me tell you.
No, I had no protection.
In the end, you do. You have some. But it all shakes out. Like, everything you do...
Builds up.
Builds up. And then one day, your face falls on the floor. And people go pick it up, and then they show up to me carrying their face, and they go, help me.
Well... Let me tell you, that was the worst burn I ever had in my life because I didn't know it was the oils.
Yeah.
And so the next day I was putting on more. And like the third day I woke up and my face was swollen.
Swollen.
And I looked like I had 10 rounds with Mike Tyson.
Okay. So, you know.
I was wrinkle free though.
I'm going to tell you something. You see how that light hurt you? The light that could fix that is called LED.
Right.
Right? So about... 9 or 10 years ago, this really great company came up with the first LED, and it was actually used to grow plants in space.
Okay.
That's what it was for. And they had a proprietary light. It's amber light. One side of this and one side on your face. You could see me on YouTube doing it, called Gentle Waves. Could take that sunburn, could take that swollen skin, and in 20 minutes, not be swollen anymore.
I was so swollen.
Isn't that funny how light can do damage and light can fix?
I didn't know what to do with myself. So what I did was, I got burned in Senegal too, right in the motherland. I had to shroud myself. I shrouded myself with...
So my sympathy is going like this, because you have got to wear sunscreen.
No, I do wear sunscreen, but I can't wear sunscreen from the tube. I use sunscreen in Lubriderm or sunscreen in lotions.
Why can't you use it from
because
the
tube? I'm allergic to something, the benzocaine or something.
So
like
then
that.
Just use stuff that is different. They're different. There's chemical sunscreen that has all those names that you and I can't pronounce.
Right.
And the other one is the stuff that you see gets a white film, like the lifeguard, right?
Okay.
So
is that zinc?
There's zincs. There's lots of them.
Right.
Zinc is one of my favorite, actually. But you can get one that is cosmetically
altered.
Just beautiful. So it's not so heavy and sticky and gross, and it won't make you look purple or
but
like hazy.
How comes I don't get burned when I'm in the city, but I get burned when I'm on vacation?
Because your skin is used to this environment.
So it could be being burned, but I just don't know anything about it.
Exactly. Subclinical. So what we call it.
Damn, you can't win, can you?
You can. You can wear the sunscreen.
Yeah, I'll wear the sunscreen.
Okay. All right.
I just thought it was because I was here and that, you know.
No. It's just here, you know, when your body gets used to a certain climate, whether it's temperature or whatever, when you go outside of that, that's when all the drama happens.
Okay. So you would say to every person listening
wear
on this
sunscreen.
YouTube, even if you're a blackest black person, wear sunscreen.
Yes.
And I would say that it's important.
This is not the sun we were born under. You do understand that, right?
Yeah, it's changing.
So there's a lot of harmful things going on that didn't
exist
years ago.
Because of the environment.
Because of the environment.
Right.
Right? So the environment changes, and the things that we don't see change the most. Yeah.
So sunscreen. What else would you advise people to do to take care of their skin?
Keep it simple, but keep to it.
Uh-huh. Practice.
Right. So, you know, I've heard funny stories about what people use to take care of their skin, but simply cleansing every uh-huh. morning, especially at night, removing that makeup. Uh-huh. Did you hear me? Removing that makeup, uh-huh. right? 5 extra minutes, a little white. Come on, get it off, right? Because all those chemicals sit there, right?
Right.
So cleansing, moisturizing, sunscreen, basics.
Right.
And then serums and those kind of things are for specific issues and problems.
So tell me about a serum that's for a specific issue. Like somebody that has eczema, for instance.
So that's, I wouldn't call that a serum necessarily. That's going to be something that's more like medication. It can be a serum once it's under control, but this is going to be like for dryness. If you know you have dry condition, or if you know
you're dry, it looks like pepper.
To prevent wrinkles.
We're going to talk about that one because I want to talk about to prevent wrinkles because wrinkles for me are inevitable.
If you're gonna live, yes.
Yeah, as long as you're alive,
talk, move, chew, all of that repetitive motion, it's
right.
gonna happen.
And my face is not as plumpy as it used to be, right? And I feel like I have wrinkles or this line here.
Okay, so I can break that down for you.
Go ahead,
right?
Yes.
So if you think about the mattress of your skin, this is the collagen.
Right.
The elastin are the tubes, the wire that keep the bed
right.
up. Right? A dent in the mattress is a wrinkle.
Oh.
Pretty sad.
We're going to hold that thought and we're going to come back.
And you can't go to
and
Macy's.
Talk about our dents.
In the mattress.
Which are our wrinkles. In the mattress of our face.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network at www.talkingalternative.com. Now, broadcasting 24 hours a day. Talking Alternative.
Do you run or are ready to open your own business? Hi, I'm Jeremiah Fox. I've been operating and opening small business for the last 25 years, and I'm the host of the new show, The Entrepreneurial Web. Tune in every Friday at noon Eastern Time for insights and stories on the nuances of running small business right here on Fridays at noon, talkradio.nyc.
Do you love or are you intrigued about New York City and its neighborhoods? I'm Jeff Goodman, host of Rediscovering New York, a weekly show that showcases New York's history and its extraordinary neighborhoods. Every Tuesday live at 7 p.m., we focus on a particular neighborhood and explore its history, its vibe, its feel, and its energy. Tune in live every Tuesday at 7 p.m. on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network. Are you stuck in a rut? Negative thoughts, feelings, and conversations got you down? Hi, I'm Noreen Sumter, the Potentiator. Tune in every Tuesday at 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time and listen for new ideas on my show, Beyond Potential, Live Life Your Way, on talkradio.nyc.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
And we're back on Beyond Potential, Live Life Your Way, and we're with Seven Brown of Harlem Skin and Laser Clinic.
Very good.
So we talked about the sagging mattress face.
Oh, God. I don't think I said it like that. But
well, that's how I heard it.
Dent like, in the mattress.
Like our faces.
Crack in the mattress.
Right.
Is that better?
Imagine your face like a mattress. Top part is where the collagen is.
No, the actual mattress,
right?
That is the collagen,
right? So right? That it, so that's the one with all the pores
the
and the layers, and
It makes the cushion.
Right.
Right?
I don't want to lose my elastin.
Gives you the snap back and the tight. But guess what?
What?
So remember how I talked about light and I said light has a target? Guess what the target of the sun is?
Collagen.
So UVA is called the aging rays because it's collagen. B, the burning rays because it's closest to the top. So that's what fries your skin, right? But yes, that constant is hitting that collagen and just breaking it down.
I imagine collagen is like a nice piece of fat on steak and then it gets burned off and becomes...
Well, I have bad news for people. There are ways to replace collagen, but it's not in a pill or a juice.
How is it?
You can do microneedling, LED treatments and things of that nature, but all those juices and those collagen drinks and pills and tablets, no.
But what does the microneedling do? It just...
So it tricks the skin. It creates an injury that says, oh my God, I need to make collagen because that's the thing that puts your skin back together even when you have a cut. So without bleeding, without bleeding. Did everybody hear that? Without bleeding.
Because you don't want anybody coming in slashing up their face.
Without bleeding, it says there's no blood. There's no skin to put together. This is not an emergency. I'm going to go back and get the collagen you made when you were 5 years old. And I'm going to grow that from a little bitty cell all the way to the top. So the dent in the mattress goes like this.
Right.
Eventually.
It stays plumpy.
Over time. Well, every time you do it, it's benefiting, but we're aging every second.
Every second from the day we're born.
Every second.
Right. So people are spending.
See how I held your hand to tell you that.
Thank you. So you said skin and beauty is a
recession proof business. Not skin and beauty, products.
Products, right.
Recession proof. Why did I say that?
Yes. Why did you say that?
Because nobody's walking out of the house without makeup. Even to go to the mailbox. And, you know, we cracked our joke about they would give up their man before their lip gloss.
Right.
And just get a new one.
Right.
It's true.
So, I'm thinking of, like, myself. Like, how many eyeshadows do I have? Numerous.
I dare somebody to go home and count your products. Just add it up. It'll scare you.
Well, I know I probably have about 30 eyeshadows, of which I hardly use any of those.
They'll get something once or twice. They'll go to the next thing. You have your few staples that you keep going with, but they keep trying. Bells and whistles, this new bell and whistle.
So let me ask you another question. I like to use shea butter. I like to use olive oil. I like to use coconut oil and things like that on my skin. And those are topical, right?
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that.
Is anything, yeah, that's what I wanted to
know. Nothing wrong with that.
Because people, and then there's also, like, I don't use a lot of product on my hair, right?
There's like, nothing wrong with
and
that.
And so, being a black woman with black woman's hair, right? Lots of black
women. Now you're going into the no man's land.
This is no man's, what do you mean?
Do you see any hair on my head? Oh.
But you do know
wrong
about
subject.
You do know about Kitrin and all this kind of
I
stuff.
Get that.
You know what it's made of and all this kind of stuff, right? And so
I'm the worst person. Do you?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
I'm always told like you need to do stuff. You need to put stuff on your hair.
Yeah, you do, and I need to, but I kind of don't.
Don't. Yeah. Right. And I don't.
It's kind
think
of real I've, natural.
I don't think I've had a problem with not putting stuff on my hair, even when my hair was relaxed. I just like condition, wash, and go.
I don't have a problem with that.
Okay, good.
So very low maintenance in the hair department.
So there's really no
haircut
harm being done.
No.
Okay.
No.
All right.
Absolutely not. As long as things aren't like dry and brittle and breaking off and unhealthy, fine. Right.
So now what's the biggest thing that women or people, I noticed more men are doing facial stuff. And
they always have been.
Yeah, I know, right? But now they're coming out of the darkness. Into the light.
If you go back into ancient times, men did more of this than women did.
Really? Say more about that.
I mean, think about it. Even peacocks in the animal family
look
better
than
the chicks.
They're strutting their stuff. That's true. So what's the one thing that people complain about and want treatment on? Other than the aging and the wrinkles.
Wrinkles, hyperpigmentation.
Okay.
Dark spots. Which the best thing you can do is prevent them. Because they're like the devil. It takes a long time to get rid of it. Exorcism, almost. I'm not kidding.
No, I know
because,
you're
you know,
not
like, it's there to protect you. And so, like, when we get a tan, like, you go out into the sun, you get this tan, winter time comes, you can't hold on to that if you try. It's gone. Right. That's the clock, the season. Right. It's built in, right? If you get it because of an injury, it's there to protect you. And the more you fight it, it fights you. Because remember, skin is a defense organism.
Right.
And so that becomes a mainstay. And fighting that thing to get rid of it is one of the hardest things you can do. And now, absence of color, you're done.
Right.
It's called makeup. So if you get the light spots, filling them in, unless you do something cosmetic.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, tell me about the, I want to know about the stripping, the laser, with the peels.
Oh, peels? Peels are great.
Right. If yeah, done right.
Done properly.
I've seen some pretty bad ones.
Done properly. I mean, some of them are meant to look pretty bad. Because what makes a peel work is that you kill the skin. It's necrosis of tissue. So the tissue actually dies, falls off, and because your skin is there to defend you, it makes new.
Right.
But how you do it, it has to be calculated. It's a calculated injury. So right. if you don't calculate properly, then it's not good. And I'm not laughing. I'm being serious.
Yeah, I've seen some uncalculated
but
ones.
But in the process, it looks nuts because I have people, and I'm not calling anybody out, that come to me and say, peel my face off. And they actually use those words like over and over again.
Right.
Make my face peel off. And then you go, are you sure? And so when you do it, and they start to see what that looks like, right. they panic. My phone's right. like, is it supposed to be like this? Is it supposed to be like this? Oh, my God. And you know
so
they're talking
about
you.
What's the step? What's the step?
So
you come.
You go through the process. And the scariest one, I think, for people is the first one.
Right.
Because it's a little unpredictable. Because you don't have a baseline. So you start slow. But slow, it's relative, right?
Depends on the individual skin, I imagine.
Depends. Depends on the thickness of the skin. Depends on the products they use. Depends on what they do when they go home.
Right.
Blah, blah, blah. So it could be anything from like a little bit of shedding that looks like eraser crumbles. You know how when you erase the paper? Mm-hmm. Gommage, they call it. Or it could be sheets that are like literally lifting off your face.
Right.
And that's usually when the panic sets in.
I think I'd rather the sheets than the crumble.
Or when it turns really super dark and dies and then does the sheets.
Right.
Panic. I mean, rightfully so, because it looks like a burn.
Because it is a burn, so to speak.
It's an injury.
Right.
It's a most beauty things are going to make a calculated injury because the skin will recover. And when it does, it usually comes back better.
Right.
Usually.
And so I want to talk about, more black women doing surgery, plastic surgery. I'm finding that they were a lot more open to doing that kind of stuff these days.
I don't think they were ever not open.
Oh, they just did it undercover.
They just didn't tell anybody.
Right.
Women are women. They do stuff.
Right. My, I have a friend and she went and had this done, like the nasal fold, you call that? Mm-hmm. Nasal fold in this area.
And no judgment. I think, you know, if you want to do that,
beastly.
Go ahead. Disclaimer, check out the person. Get a referral.
Yeah, but
be
but
sure.
She ended up looking like the lion from The Wizard of Oz.
Because you can't do this on Groupon. And that's when people usually get into trouble, is when they try to save money. Uh-huh. Right? When money becomes the only factor, I say save more and then go back to it.
Right.
You're not ready yet. Because you can't replace your face. You can't.
Well, they've got face replacements today,
no,
honey.
But no, but listen. No. So here's the danger. Mm-hmm. You see, this is like fabric, right? And it's cloth. So it's like drapery. And if you have a pair of pants that are too big and you cut off too much and then they're all of a sudden tight,
right?
How do you make them loose again?
You can't.
It's really hard.
Not unless you add skin in.
And that's how you get this.
Yeah, I had a neighbor that had her eyes done.
So you go in increments, it's better. Little bit at a time. And plus also that looks more natural. Because you give people a chance for their eyes to adjust.
Well, so my first friend that had the nasal folds done, she had fillers. And it was like filler, no filler.
Okay.
filler.
So let's just talk about that. Injectables, like they all go in the same category, but they're not the same skill. So if you're freezing this right here, right?
Muscle. That would be like Botox,
right? That's an injection that almost everybody can navigate for the most part.
Right.
And if they navigate it wrong, you might look like this for 2 weeks.
Yeah, I had a friend that did that too. She had to wear dark glasses.
It's going to go away. Fillers now, they kind of gel and bind with your skin and your mold with your... That's sculpting.
Right.
So the best doctors, I'm going to say this and look into the camera, that do plastic surgery or that kind of work, used to be dentists.
Dentists?
They're dentists first. And I'm going to call one out because he is genius. Dr. Antel. He practices at Lenox Hill. And I will tell you right now, he knows how fabric lays over this. And this is where you can see everything.
Right.
Right? Over that mouth cavity.
Right.
Game changer. I'm not going to call any names. Right. But if you think about people who are news anchors, just go back in your head.
Right.
You can almost tell where they go because they start to look alike.
Right. Exactly.
Dentist. Dr. Antel. He's amazing.
Yeah, but you don't want to look like your anchor partner.
Well, no, he's not going to do that.
Right.
Because he understands how the face drapes.
Right.
How that is supposed to mold.
Right.
Because the eyes up here and the mouth down here, that's the abundance of your face is right here.
Right.
Right? And that's it right there. When you start pulling and tucking and you don't drape here properly, it becomes a problem.
Yeah, she had filler. And she literally, when I saw her, I was like, what? What did you do to your face?
I hope you didn't do that.
Well, we had that kind of relationship where I'd be like, what did you do to
I would not
face?
Be talking to you. I'm going to need you to walk up to me and give me a hug and tell you how much you love me. And then have the conversation quietly.
It was so scary. No, I didn't do it in front of anyone. But I was like, oh, my
she
God.
She already feels bad.
She said it was fine.
She did not. She went home and she was mad at you.
She was mad at her face. Anyway, we'll be right back.
Jesus.
Oh, my God. It was so scary.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
I'm the aptly named host of Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio. Big nonprofit ideas for the other 95%. Fundraising, board relations, social media. My guests and I cover everything that small and mid-sized shops struggle with. If you have big dreams and a small budget, you have a home at Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio. Fridays, 1 to 2 Eastern at talkingalternative.com.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your conscious consultant, and on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
TalkingAlternative.com.
So, yes, my dear friend, she told
me...
Not
dear anymore.
She told me to go fly a kite somewhere, so I did. We were just saying that people who are doing surgery, we can't see ourselves. We see what we want to see, and other people don't even see that.
That is really true.
Mm-hmm.
There are people who come in and get, especially microneedling. There's one story I tell over and over again. It's a young man in his early 20s, really sweet guy, comes in, he has acne, he has hyperpigmentation. So we get rid of the acne, the hyperpigmentation we go after. And so maybe 6 treatments in, I'm waiting for him and he's never late. And I'm like, okay, well, where is he? And then I look and I see this guy, fresh haircut, nice outfit, whole different vibe going on. And it's him.
Mm-hmm.
And haircut is the first signal that something shifted.
Right.
Right. So he comes in and he goes, I don't know if this is working. And I look at him and I said, are you serious right now? He said, no. I said, okay, you get me your before picture because I won't take them. I'll let them take them. And I took one and I put them side by side and he just sat there and he looked at it and he was quiet for a long time. He was like, oh my God. Yeah, we don't look at ourselves.
We can't see it. We actually can't really see ourselves.
We don't see, we feel.
Right. But we can't, yeah.
Because you're feeling.
That's right. Because if you feel bad, then you think you look bad.
Exactly.
Where in my case, I feel great and I might look like a beast.
Oh, God. When I'm teaching people how to treat skin and you have to feel and touch the surface of the skin and write things down, I make them close their eyes on purpose.
Right.
Because your eyes are very bossy.
Right.
Right?
Bossy eyes.
They are. So you're going to see what you feel.
Right.
A lot of times. So until you disconnect the emotion from the situation.
Right. So if you don't feel good about yourself.
Not objective.
Right. So I feel pretty damn good about myself.
And you should. That's great.
Because sometimes I remember that when I realized that what I see is not necessarily what I feel. It's a few years ago, a good many years now, and I'm walking down Myrtle Avenue and I'm feeling like so good.
Uh-oh.
I'm like just walking, I'm like, you know, like singing to myself while I'm walking. I should have my own theme song. And I catch myself in the mirror. I catch myself in a reflection and I'm like, holy shit, I look a mess, right? But that's when I realized it's not about what you think you look like. It's how you feel.
And it comes across.
Yes.
And then people will see
yes.
how you're feeling.
Yes.
They won't see that anymore.
Exactly. And it's like, and I noticed that.
Happens in dating all the time.
I was about to say that. I've noticed that like I could feel like I look terrible. I look, what is going on with you, girl? And I might run to the coffee shop and somebody goes, oh, you look nice today. And I'm like.
Huh?
Sometimes I go, what do I have on? I'm like, what am I wearing? Because, you know, but it is about energy.
It is.
You know, and so I don't think that no matter what you do to your physical self, if you don't feel good about your physical self or about yourself, period, mm-hmm. it's not going to make a difference.
You know, I have that slogan plastered to the wall in the business on mm-hmm. and on the window. Beauty begins the moment you decide to become yourself.
Right.
And I can't take credit for that.
Write that down.
Coco Chanel. Thank you. But it's the truth. When you decide to be you, that's all that other stuff kicks in. So right. I have people that say to me, you're not listening to me. I said this is wrong. And I hold their hand and I go, okay. So you came to me for this, right? Jesus 7. We have different pay grades and we charge differently. So as long as you're here,
right.
This is what we can do.
Right.
This is about acceptance. Some things are not going to be fixed. That's just the way it is.
Right. Wow.
Deal with it.
So I guess what's happening in our world is that we are having facial transplants. And they're actually getting better and better. I saw the latest
facial
one.
Transplant.
Yeah, I just saw the latest one,
you're
which is
obsessed with that.
With a black man, the first black African American facial transplant. It looked damn good. Well, you know, 95% good. It's not 100, but oh my God, it looked really good.
I'm not into that. That's just too
well. He
far
got burned.
Out there
he got burned in the
I
face.
I mean, for that, yes.
Yeah, he looks really
1,000%. But elective.
Well, it took him 5 years to find the right coloring.
I don't want to see people be able to walk into a store and pick a new face or a doctor's office. I mean, you kind of can now, but it's a little different.
Well, you know, when they start paying your loved ones for your face when you die,
that's
when you'll be able to go into the shop and
that's creepy. I'm
and
sorry.
Choose a new face. Anyway.
Something happens to you, you know, car accident, that kind
of
stuff.
Yeah, of course.
1,000% I vote for that.
Yeah, but
you
know, I think
it,
the nature of our society and like, you know, if it can be dreamt, it can be actualized. Somebody dreamt of doing transplants. They've done quite a few of them now. And I'm sure there'll be the shop, the face, what is it? Not Facebook, face shop. It'll be the face shop. I need a new face for the weekend. That's the future.
I will not be
a
part of that one.
It might be a long time from now, but it might not be in our lifetimes. Yay. All right, so we're coming to the end of the show, and I want to know if there's anything that you're pitching, anything that you're sharing, any specials. How can people find you?
Okay, absolutely. So the exciting news is we are launching what's called the Beauty Apothecary. Mm-hmm. It's been a long time coming. So as someone said to me, most people don't know what an apothecary is. It's like an old school kind of drugstore. It's a sexy word, right? Which has adaptogenics, CBD, all kinds of plant wellness, and really holistic things to help eradicate stress and trauma, because there's so much of it in our society today. And I think it is the backbone of most problems, and chronic illness for sure. I say it like this. So, you know, fight or flight is supposed to be that tiger chasing me.
Right.
3 minutes, I'm in a tree, I get
there
away from
no
it.
Tiger there's no tiger anymore.
Yeah, hey, and it's done. You collapse, you get back together. We are in fight or flight pretty much 18 hours a day. It is not natural, right? it's like scary, right? Because it's like a big tick, tick, boom. So behind the high blood pressure and all that stuff, adaptogens, come see me about the adaptogens. It's harlemskinclinic.com. And for you Instagram people, look for me at 7 Brown. And we're in Harlem.
Awesome.
On 8th Avenue and 115th Street.
Great.
Yeah.
Awesome. So I just want to thank you for coming on the show.
It was great.
And
you always make me happy.
Well, let's see if you can join the Triple Club.
Is that like the Mile High Club?
Oh, no, I've never been in the Mile High Club.
Me either. But, I'm just saying.
So anyway, this is Beyond Potential, Live Life Your Way. And I just want to mention, well, I want to share, actually, Lunch Lady. You want to come to Lunch Lady, but
I'm
then
coming.
You can come. But next, on November 19th, Lunch Lady, we will be learning Google Analytics. Google Analytics is wonderful. I did not know how wonderful it was until I started playing around with it. It tells you who's on your page, who's coming to your page, how are they finding it, is it organic, are they looking you up, that kind of stuff. So we're doing a session in that on November 19th. The LinkedIn one, which took place on October 22nd, was phenomenal.
Yeah,
and what's so beautiful about that is that we have a LinkedIn site where people are now going in and helping each other with their LinkedIn pages. They're actually sharing what they're discovering. They're giving each other tips, advice, showing each other's pages so that they can, you know, evolve and get better. And it keeps, it's about keeping the community together. I'm about building communities. And it was wonderful. So if you are looking to learn more about Google Analytics, please join us at lunchlady.nyc on Facebook. And I'll talk to you guys soon. Aww. So this is Noreen signing off from Beyond Potential. Live life your way. Bye-bye.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Do you run or are ready to open your own business? Hi, I'm Jeremiah Fox. I've been operating and opening small business for the last 25 years, and I'm the host of the new show, The Entrepreneurial Web. Tune in every Friday at noon Eastern Time for insights and stories on the nuances of running small business right here on Fridays at noon, talkradio.nyc.
I'm the aptly named host of Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio, big nonprofit ideas for the other 95%. Fundraising, board relations, social media. My guests and I cover everything that small and mid-sized shops struggle with. If you have big dreams and a small budget, you have a home at Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio. Fridays, 1 to 2 Eastern at talkingalternative.com.
Hey, all you crazy listeners. Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talking Alternative with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply email at info@talkingalternative.com. Talking Alternative.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your conscious consultant, and on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network at www.talkingalternative.com. Now, broadcasting 24 hours a day. Talking Alternative.
Do you love or are you intrigued about New York City and its neighborhoods? I'm Jeff Goodman, host of Rediscovering New York, a weekly show that showcases New York's history and its extraordinary neighborhoods. Every Tuesday live at 7 p.m., we focus on a particular neighborhood and explore its history, its vibe, its feel, and its energy. Tune in live every Tuesday at 7 p.m. on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.